interrupted, undaunted. His name's Bartlett, Lucas Bartlett. He's young and talented, and has experience with half-tone reproduction, too. A photographer? I have some of his work right here. It wouldn't hurt to take a look. I think it's pretty good. Cooper frowned. I'll be the judge of that. Fair enough. Joe crossed to a filing cabinet and removed a manila envelope. It contained the shots of hand tools and farming equipment Bartlett had taken for Ed Mitchell's defunct hardware catalog. Cooper sorted through a few prints, then tossed the remainder onto Joe's desk. "Commercial work," he grunted, dismissing them. "Well, sure, he's young and just starting out. A man has to earn a living." "Indeed so. But I'm afraid it's just not my kind of photography, Joe." "I'm well aware of that. Maybe he's just never been exposed to it. This could be a chance for you to pass on your..." "Legacy?" Cooper interrupted with a penetrating stare. "You weren't going to say that now, were you?" Joe nodded with apprehension. Cooper made no effort to soften the blow and scowled. "My pictures are my legacy, Joe." "True, but all the great artists had apprentices. Michelangelo, Da Vinci, Rembrandt. And I thought, maybe in the spirit of the season, you might share some of your knowledge and experience with..." "Enough, Joseph, enough," Cooper muttered with the pained expression of an adolescent being forced to do his chores. "You've more than made your point." He took several of Bartlett's prints from the desk and scrutinized them. "Well, technically, they're quite sound. I imagine he'll do." Chapter 12. Autumn's color had long faded and fallen, and the air in Cooper's darkroom had taken on a wintry chill. He and Bartlett had been literally living amid its soft red glow and pungent fumes. Prints were tacked on the walls, piled on every surface, and hung from drying racks. Test strips littered the floor. Empty cups and dishes with half-eaten meals were scattered about in testimony to their single-mindedness. Bartlett was standing at the long table, bathed in crimson light. His hands, raw from constant contact with the chemicals, were gently rocking a print submerged in a tray of fixer. Nearby, Cooper hunched over the printing table, cleaning every last speck of dust from yet another 8x10 negative before sandwiching it.